Track 26. Schemes for delivery in the next 5 years. Requiring funding to be accelerated. Delivery plan. Delivery of these schemes can commence at short notice. Please note, the printed version of this material contains a map showing the location of specific projects. Private transport. Traveling by car and using road infrastructure. Overall approach. We will target approaches to reduce a severance of the road network with new bridges and delivering streets for people. We will also seek to deliver enabling and next-generation connectivity to unlock further strategic growth sites. We will project managing a program of schemes to improve junction efficiency and address network pinch points, including intelligent road network to reduce delays. We will seek to introduce freight consolidation solutions for the region. Specific schemes that will get us there. A692 All User Improvements, A694 All User Improvements, A167 All User Improvements. All User Improvements on the Urban Core Distributor Route in Newcastle, Ponteland Road Corridor User Upgrade. Scotswood Bridgehead Junction Improvements in Newcastle, Rotary Way Junction Upgrade to facilitate growth, Upgrade of the A187 to facilitate growth at the north bank of the Tyne Enterprise Zones, A191 East, A192 Fox Hunters Highway Improvements, Blyth Relief Road, Sunderland Strategic Transport Corridor SSTC4 Upgrades to Wessington Way, A19 Junction, Sunderland Strategic Transport Corridor SSTC5, Port to the City A690 All User Highway Improvements, St Michael's Way / High Street West Junction Improvements, A182 Route Action Plan including Congestion Pinch Point Junction Schemes, Air Quality Systems Upgrade in Tyneside, Vaux Site Car Park, IAMP Transport Infrastructure Phase 2, Dualling of the A1290 and Public Transport Enhancements, Hetton Downs Access Road, Penshaw / Philadelphia / Sedgeletch Link Road, Queen Alexandra Bridge, Southern Bridgehead Junction, Tollbar Bus Priority Improvements, Energy Generation and Storage Projects in Sunderland, A195 Follingsby Roundabout Improvements, New Biggin to Ashington Link Road, Stob Hill to Lonsdene Link Road, Morpeth, New East-West Link Road, Cramlington, Lancastrian Road Link, Cramlington, Commercial Road Strategic Corridor Improvements, A185 Dualling, Bishop Auckland Town Centre Access Improvements, Capacity Improvements to Junctions around Bishop Auckland, A693 Stanley Bypass, Access to the HGV Compressed Natural Gas (CNG) facilities in Gateshead, Accelerating a series of junction upgrades across the region to stimulate economic growth, A193 Wallsend Road Bridge Deck Replacement and Repairs, a region-wide program of road network upgrades to accommodate growth across the region, region-wide maximizing the efficiency of the existing network with pinch points addressed, region-wide addressing severance of the road network through targeted approaches, integrate taxi services with other public transport provision, freight consolidation, using technology to improve connectivity to our ports and airport, increased lorry parking and servicing opportunities across the region, strategic corridor improvements between Testos and Bolden Asda junctions, strategic junction improvements in Abingdon Way / Hedworth Lane Junction, upgrading northeast active travel infrastructure. Overall approach. We will targeting an increase in active travel across the region by introducing a new active travel strategy, which leads to the delivery of a connected grid of active travel interventions, including cycle park strategies delivered to the highest design standards between destinations across the region. We will implement best practice by looking at demonstrator projects for e-cargo bikes and sharing schemes, and will make targeted active travel interventions on strategic corridors across the region, including local bridges. A common approach to monitoring and evaluating use on the active travel network, linked to a place-based management approach, will be introduced. specific schemes that will get us there. Walking and cycling improvements in Durham City Centre, Gateshead Central Integrated Transport Improvements, Bladen Station to Town Active Travel Link, Cycle City Ambition 3 programme to invest in corridor improvements, all user roads and junction upgrades around the A19, improving strategic cycle networks in Sunderland, Vaux Stadium Village Footbridge, Stadium Village St Peter's Subway, Gateshead Local Cycling and Walking Investment Proposals, Portobello to Washington Footbridge Access Improvements, High Spend to Greenside Cycle Route, upgrading the national cycle routes in Gateshead, new Derwent Walking and Cycle Crossing at Metro Green, Derwent Cycle Route Improvements, upgrades to active travel routes to all North East rail stations, low traffic neighbourhoods citywide, Central Newcastle, walking, cycling and public transport improvements, delivery of local walking and cycling improvements across Newcastle, improved cycling links to Tyne Pedestrian Tunnel, improvements to the National Cycle Network Route 1 in County Durham, A191 all user improvements, improving Walls End Town Centre public realm delivery and managing traffic flows, improving Whitley Bay Town Centre public realm delivery and managing traffic flows, local cycle and walking improvements across North Tyneside, improvements to strategic cycling and walking routes in North Tyneside Phase 2, A192 and A1058. Improvements to strategic cycling and walking routes in North Tyneside Phase 3, A186, A193 and B1318. A689, walking stroke cycling improvements. Bishop Auckland to Barnard Castle, disused railway line cycling improvements. Great North Cycle Route Improvements in County Durham. A177 Cycling Improvements linking Coxo with Net Park. Belmont to Newton Hall Cycle Route. Targeting an increase in active travel across the region, active travel strategy leading to an active travel grid of improvements. Access to Active Travel Equipment Scheme. Active Travel Ambassadorial Programme. Improved mapping and promotion of the Active Travel Network. Active Travel Evaluation. Integrating health and transport planning with active travel prescriptions. Accessibility Audits Fund. Maintaining and renewing our transport network. Overall approach. We will seek to ensure targeted investment in digital connectivity is included when making physical alterations to the network. We will bolster the quality of our active travel network through a hotspot of accessibility audit program. We'll make continued improvements to our road network for all users and communities, and we'll upgrade rail and metro signalling so it can continue to operate successfully. Specific schemes that will get us there. Traffic signals repairs across Gateshead. Flood and climate resilience, Newcastle citywide. Upgrade of switchgear at Nexus substations. Hotspot funding to improve conditions for pedestrians and cyclists. Increasing strategic maintenance budgets. Public transport. Travelling by bus, ferry and on-demand public transport. Overall approach. We will seek to deliver a package of bus infrastructure measures including upgrading bus shelters to an agreed standard, bus rapid transit, bus stations, and priority schemes and targeted action built around regular monitoring around performance. Establishing a strategy for effective park and ride sites and enhancements to existing and new multimodal park and ride schemes, we will develop a coach action plan. Specific schemes that will get us there. A695 All User Improvements, North Shields Regeneration, brackets Public Realm Improvements, Chester Road Bus Corridor, increased park and ride at public transport stations, metro, rail, ferry and bus, traffic signal improvements for public transport in South Tyneside, upgrade and refurbishments of bus infrastructures including stations and stops system-wide, Jarrow Public Transport Interchange Upgrade, Demand Responsive Transport Provision into IAMP, delivery of a Northeast Bus Partnership, new bus station and multi-storey car park in Bishop Auckland, minimum accessibility standards introduced at new developments region-wide, Next Generation Stations Programme to upgrade our interchanges, Coach Action Plan, Region-Wide Bus Infrastructure Measures, Park and Ride Strategy, Prioritizing Public Transport Through Intelligent Traffic Systems Region-Wide, Demand-Responsive Micromobility Transport Trials, Public Transport Traveling by Local Rail and Metro, Overall Approach, we will target the upgrade of metro and rail stations across the network with timetable improvements, and will seek improvements to local rail services through a Northeast Rail concession that leads to calling patterns and infrastructure region-wide. Specific schemes that will get us there. Northumberland Line opening, expanding the number and role of community stations. Local rail diesel fleet replacement regional. Delivering a Northeast Rail concession. Small metro station upgrades system-wide. Airport metro station refurbishment, increasing local rail frequency in Durham, introducing earlier and later local rail services system-wide, small-scale local rail reliability measures network-wide, metro station park and ride enhancements, coast-to-airport through train metro service, line-of-route audits, freight gauge clearance. Making the right travel choice. Overall approach. We will invest in ambassadorial programs and a region-wide behavioral change initiative to cement best practice. We will introduce new payment technologies across our modes of transport and radically transform information provision. We will upgrade our urban traffic management control functionality, including utilizing traffic infrastructure and monitoring capabilities to prioritize public transport services, and will develop and test new smart place initiatives across the region. Specific schemes that will get us there. Durham City Urban Traffic Management Centre upgrades. Region-wide travel behaviour change package. Sunderland City Centre ANPR cameras. Queen Alexandra Bridge A1231 / Camden Street gyratory improvements. Temperature monitoring road sensors. Development of a multimodal smart ticketing solution to the region. Deliver a clear decarbonisation pathway and investment in alternative fuels to fuel our region's economy. Revisions to WebTag and Government Green Book to facilitate greater investment in Northeast projects, including active travel schemes. New payment technologies for metro and public transport. Innovation Challenges Fund for Smart Places. Region-wide infrastructure mapping application. Region-wide mapping and real-time information package for public transport. Upgrades to the two urban traffic management control for command and control of the network. Connectivity beyond our own boundaries. Overall approach. We will work closely with partners to deliver vital national and international connectivity upgrades, including introducing free-flowing routes to our ports and airport through enhanced connectivity, autonomous vehicles, and environmental performance initiatives, enabling free and smart port status, and accelerating the business cases for strategic road network studies and completing committed improvements, includes accelerated economic enabling highway infrastructure. Specific schemes that will get us there. Improving rail connectivity in Northumberland. Tyne Valley journey time improvements. Integrated and smart ticketing project. A696/A167 and Airport Junction upgrade. A19 southbound lane gain/lane drop. A1 Western bypass improvements by Highways England. Upgrades to Junction 60 of the A1M, addressing the severance of major infrastructure working with infrastructure providers. Revisions to WebTag and Government Green Book to facilitate greater investment in Northeast projects, including active travel schemes. Autonomous vehicle tests on the strategic network. Enhancing the electrical vehicle offer on the strategic road network. Ensuring targeted investment in digital connectivity when making physical alterations to works. Ports and airports access strategy. Upgrades to the two urban traffic management control for command and control of the network.